Hello to all my fellow audio boomerangs. Well, we are now into February, which is an ongoing audio challenge that lasts throughout the month of February here on Audio Boom. It is sponsored by the splendiferous Sassy Cat, who is doing a tremendous job, as always. Now, I wasn't going to post a boo on the topic for day one, because I listened to a number of very erudite posts on this subject, and I thought that I couldn't possibly have anything further to add, because all that could be said had already been said. But I just got finished listening to a post by Night Drake, and she really inspired me. So I decided that I was going to contribute my tuppence worth after all. The question for day one is, could you live without the internet? My answer in a nutshell is no. I'm sure that I could live without the internet if I absolutely had to, but life would be very difficult indeed, and I wouldn't want to. The internet has truly broadened so many horizons, not just for blind people like myself, but for people with multitudinous disabilities and issues. Most of my entertainment comes from the internet, aside from the talk radio that I listen to on a regular basis. All the books that I read, I download from the internet. Before I had the net, I had to go to the library and get books either on tape or CD, or paper books to scan, or I had to wait for a lending library for the blind to send books to me through the post. So downloading them off the net is much less time-consuming, and so many reading materials are much more accessible than they used to be. There's a much wider variety of content available now as well. I watch movies on the internet, I listen to podcasts on the internet, I do some shopping on the internet. I actually used to go to a physical store, gee, who would have thunk it? And I received the help of shop assistants there to get my groceries. The trouble with that was that even when I had really good shop assistants, I wouldn't always find out about new products that had become available, and I wouldn't always know if the products that interested me were on sale. Now, I was finally told in no uncertain terms that I could no longer go back to that establishment because they were too short-staffed there to help me. They had to get rid of all their employees in customer service, which is a real shame. But a friend of mine told me about a wonderful website called Grocery Gateway, and I now get a lot of my groceries there. Now, someone who volunteers at the building where I live has very kindly offered to take me shopping once or twice a month, and I think she'll be really good. But I'm still very grateful that I found out about Grocery Gateway because, well, I needed it for a good couple years. Not only that, but that site has been so liberating for me because I was able to browse through all the categories of items that the site offered and try new things, and choose things for myself. Couldn't do that without the net. The GPS that I use on my phone fairly regularly requires data connectivity. And if my parents or a friend are able to take me shopping to a grocery store or a Walmart, I can check the flyers online before we go and find out about products that are on sale that way. I can use data connectivity to find the address of a destination, to plan a route, to get walking and driving directions. There are apps now that allow one to take a picture of an object and find out, because of online databases, what that object actually is. I haven't really used anything like that as of yet, but I certainly plan to as soon as I figure out more how to use my phone's camera. So life without the internet would be very tricky indeed. Now, having said that, could I live without social media? The answer would be a categorical yes. Mind you, I'd be very sad without Audio Boom because it really has become an integral part of my life, and I've made some fabulous friends here, whom I would really miss if I no longer had access to the site. But I care about as much for Facebook and Twitter as I do about what comes out of a horse's ass. Now, if you enjoy Facebook and Twitter, more power to you. I am not casting aspersions on anyone here who uses those services. It's just, frankly, they don't interest me. Someone I know, who means very well, I know, and is generally trying to be kind, has this rather frustrating habit of, every time I talk to him, telling me, oh, you should join Twitter. I think it would be really good for you. I think you'd be really interested. You'd get this, 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 and this out of it. Well, I have said to him numerous times that all the information I feel I need is disseminated in so many other ways that I don't care that I'm not on Twitter. I don't suffer from that FOMO, fear of missing out, that Topgold discussed in his post. In fact, because I'm not on Twitter and Facebook, I think I experience JOMO, joy of missing out. I feel I don't need them. I'm much happier without them. So please, enjoy them if they're what you're into. But if I want to do without, please let me. I read the newspaper online, yes, but I do have access to it. And as I say, I'm a talk radio devotee. So any information I feel I need, I can get in other formats. I also do believe that the internet is a double-edged sword. I think that because this society has become so internet-dependent, people miss out on a lot of face-to-face social interaction. For example, at Christmas time, my whole family was together. My parents, my grandmother, myself, my brother, his girlfriend, her adopted son. We were all together. We were supposed to be enjoying each other's company, having a pleasant evening. My brother barely said two words to anyone during the course of that time together. And I later asked someone if he was okay. Well, I found out the reason he didn't say anything other than hi and goodbye was that he was glued to his phone the whole evening. Now, I hope you'll pardon me, but when I discovered this, I was royally PO'd. Because Christmas is supposed to be about family. I mean, his grandmother was there, for Pete's sake. He should have been spending some time with her, devoting some of his efforts to her. So when I found out that he spent the whole night with his face attached to his phone, I kind of wanted to take the thing and smash it over his head. Of course, I wouldn't actually do that, but, you know, that was how I felt at the time. And so I do think that so many people are so attached to their computers, smartphones, various devices, that they're not good at communicating face-to-face anymore, and that's very sad to me. Having said that, though, I think I am better at keeping in touch with people now that I have the internet than I was when I didn't have it. I've never been the best at communicating, God knows. But I'm certainly better at it now. Anyhow, folks, I'm running out of time, so I better end this. I still don't know if I had anything worthwhile to say, but worthwhile or not, there it is.